Veni Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni Sancte Spiritus.
June 3, 2020. We continue with the lecture of Pentecost, part 3. Come, Father of the poor. We are not very familiar with the term Father when referring to the Holy Spirit. But this becomes clear when we think of the word witness, which is connected with fatherhood. The Holy Spirit witnesses and testifies. When we think about the term Father of the poor, a word from the Beatitudes comes to mind. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them, written in Matthew 5:3. These are those people who expect everything from God, who expect the true light in relation to the Holy Spirit, and do not first rely on their own knowledge. They are those who do not take part in the building of the Tower of Babel, who do not want to lead their own thoughts to the height and then fall. With them the Holy Spirit can exercise his fatherhood. Now he can spread his light, generate it in the soul. It is a very fine light, but to be able to spread it, it needs a receptivity on the part of the person, and that is humility. If the Holy Spirit wants to exercise his spiritual fatherhood, then his adequate counterpart is filial openness of the soul, just as Our Lady Mary met her divine bridegroom according to the will of God. I am the handmaiden of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. This is where the Holy Spirit wants to lead us, to a complete readiness to give ourselves willingly to God's will. Poverty then means that we are receptive to the action of the Holy Spirit that can generate his light and thus divine life in us and exercise his fatherhood over the soul. Come, giver of the gifts. Here the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are addressed, which spread their light in us and shape us in the image of God. Unfortunately, this teaching is given too little attention, because conscious participation in the development of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is most important for the path of sanctification, without which no one will see the Lord. Today I will be content with a brief reflection on these gifts, since I speak of them frequently, and one can listen to these meditations with pleasure on a lyre mission on my website. But they belong to the Pentecost sequence and to our spiritual life, and therefore I will describe them briefly. First, we have the gift of the fear of God. It is the unfolding of God's love in us, which teaches us not to do anything that might displease God. It makes us very sensitive to the presence of God and gives us deep reverence. This reverence will also grow to other people, because they are created according to God's image. Gift of piety. It is a further development of our love to God. Not only we do avoid everything that might displease God, we are directed towards pleasing God, towards bringing joy to the Heavenly Father through our life and all acts. It awakens the spiritual life and makes it happy and easier, because the motivation is already the grown love for God. The gift of strength. It is a gift that enables us to endure suffering and persecution, to take important steps in the spiritual life. It is a gift that enables martyrs and confessors to remain faithful in the face of death. Gift of counsel. This gift serves us to discern the will of God for the given situation. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, who can be consulted in any situation that we do not understand, especially those situations we cannot see clearly. Gift of divine science. It teaches us that we do not attach our hearts to creatures, and gives us a profound insight that all creatures are nothing in themselves, and only through God do they receive their beauty and value. Gift of knowledge. This gift allows us to know God more fully in the light of the Holy Spirit. We recognize Him not only through the mediation of the senses, but directly in the supernatural light of the Holy Spirit, that is, a supernatural knowledge of God. And last, the gift of wisdom. This gift gives us a special taste of God's love. Taste and see how good the Lord is, we hear sometimes before receiving the Holy Communion and the Holy Mass. This is a spiritual taste of the Lord.
The communion verse of today's meditation puts melody precisely to that verse we just heard. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
Parast in conspectum meum mensam, et calix meus inebriansquam preclarus est.